Good morning. This is Agashwani Kohima. The morning news read by Jonas Yentan. The budget session of Parliament begins today. The session, which will conclude on 12th of August, will have 16 sittings. AIR Quest Fund reports that this session will mainly be devoted to the financial businesses relating to Union Budget for 2024-25. On the first day of the session, Economic Survey 2023-24 will be tabled in the Parliament, which provides statistical information and analysis on various sectors of the economy. On Tuesday, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will present the Union Budget 2024-25 in the Lok Sabha. On the same day, the Budget for Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir for 2024 will also be presented. During the session, government is likely to introduce 6 new bills. Yesterday, the government held an all-party meeting in New Delhi to ensure smooth functioning of both the houses. Prime Minister Narendra Modi announced that India will contribute $1 million to the UNESCO World Heritage Centre. Prime Minister Modi yesterday inaugurated the 46th session of the World Heritage Committee at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. He said a grant will especially be used for the countries of the Global South. Prime Minister Modi said the vision of India is development as well as heritage. Power Department has informed that it will be carrying out vegetation clearance of 132 Gavi Woka Pilimi transmission line under Kohima Transmission Division from tomorrow till Thursday. Executive Engineer Transmission Division Kohima Namhyo Kate Zeliang said that during the period of vegetation clearance, there will be total shutdown of power from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. daily. He said the exercise is being carried out to avoid unwanted disruption and facilitate stable power supply. All consumers and public in the affected areas are therefore requested to extend cooperation during the shutdown period. The Department of School Education and Literacy is observing Shiksha Saptah beginning today until the 20th of July. The aim of Shiksha Saptah is to promote collaboration and the impactful educational reforms introduced for National Education Policy 2020 among students, educators and stakeholders. During the week, theme-based days will be observed. It includes Teaching Learning Material Day, Foundational Literacy and Numeracy Day, Sports Day and Cultural Day. The centre has lifted a ban on government employees taking part in Rashtriya Swayam Sevak Sangh RSS activities. The ban imposed in November 1966 during the rule of Prime Minister Indira Gandhi has been removed by the Ministry of Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions. In a post on ex-BJP IT cell chief Amit Malviya said the unconstitutional order issued 58 years ago in 1966 imposing a ban on government employees taking part in RSS activities has been withdrawn by the Modi government. Several state governments, including Haryana, Himachal Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh and Chhattisgarh, have already removed the restrictions on government employees being linked to RSS. Assam Rifles conducted medical camps at Doshiho village under Newland and Old Thevati village under Pek district on Saturday last. At Doshiho village, about 400 villagers, including children and elderly villagers, availed medical checkup at the camp. A team of doctor and medical staff from Assam Rifles rendered quality health care service to a total of 75 residents of Old Thevati village. Assam Rifles said that the medical camps underscores the dedication of Assam Rifles to serve the nation. Meanwhile, in line with a week-long tree plantation drive commenced by Eastern Command, Assam Rifles initiated the drive in the remote Indo-Myanmar border district Kifere, Nagaland. This initiative aims to enhance environmental sustainability and foster a sense of ecological responsibility among the local community. And U.S. President Joe Biden has withdrawn from the presidential race for the upcoming November election. The announcement was made last night by Biden in a letter posted on his social media account. The president said he will be speaking to the nation later this week in more detail about his decision. Additionally, President Biden endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris as the presidential nominee. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.